сразу. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Jim Vespi of Mamaroneck, New York. I said, name famous sports figure of the past, five letters in the first name, four in the last. Change the third and fourth letters of the first name to a D, and you'll have the nickname of another famous American of the past. Who are these people? Well, the sports figure is Larry Bird, the great basketball player. Change the two R's to a D, and you get Lady Bird, as in Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that one. I did not get it, but I like the answer. There were 797 correct entries, so this wasn't a runaway for you guys, but a good amount of you got it. This week's winner is Seth Bowling of Long Beach, California. Congratulations, Seth.
Thank you, Aisha.
How did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, my heart sank when I heard sports figure, because I'm not a huge sports fan. when I figured out that the last names had to be the same, I played around with it, and after not too long, it came to me, so I submitted it.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle? I understand this is something you do with your wife?
It is. About 6 years, if I'm doing my math in my head correctly.
Okay. And so now, do you and your wife both come up with the answers and submit separately, or you just do it on your own?
No, she allows me to try to figure them out on my own, and then we play together on Sundays.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, are you going to share your lapel pin with your wife after all of this?
Well, I will possibly share it with my wife, or maybe one of my 2 7-month-old twins can fight over it.
If you can handle 2 7-month-old twins, this puzzle is not going to be nothing to you. But I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am so ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Seth, I love hearing that. I'm going to give you 3 words starting with the letters C, P, and R, as in the life-saving technique. And for each set, you give me a 4th word that can follow each of mine to complete compound words or familiar 2-word phrases. For example, if I said chain, priority, and registered, you would say mail, as in chain mail, priority mail, and registered mail.
Got it.
Here's your first one. Cable, patrol, race, R-A-C-E.
Car.
You got it. Cable car, patrol car, and race car. Your next one is also 3 letters. Cash, piano, roll, R-O-L-L.
Player.
No, I'm looking for more common phrases than that.
Cash, piano, railway. Help me out, Aisha.
Wait, okay, so cash, piano, what's the other one?
Bar?
There you go, piano bar, cash bar, and roll bar. Now we're looking for a 4-letter answer. Cannon, paint, racket.
Ball.
You got it. Changing, powder, rest.
Room.
You got it. Card. Periodic, round.
Table.
That's right. Coast, prison, rear.
Cell?
Oh, now we're looking for a 5-letter answer.
Like a branch of the army, or not a branch of the military?
Guard.
There you go. Coast guard, prison guard, and rear guard. And here's your last one. Cashiers, pay, reality.
That would be check.
You got it. Nice job.
Yes. That's the most important one, the paycheck. Well, Seth, you did a great job.
Well, thank you for the assists, Aisha.
Do you feel relieved? You feel excited? How you feel?
All of those things.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Seth, what member station do you listen to?
KPCC.
That's Seth Bowling of Long Beach, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Will.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it might be a little on the easy side. We'll see. It comes from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. Think of two classic music artists with multiple top 40 hits. Their first names are near synonyms, and their last names are both game pieces. Who are they? So again, two classic music artists with multiple top 40 hits. Their first names are almost synonyms, and their last names are both game pieces. What musical artists are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.